I've been not struggling lately, but struggling. Just a lot of things going on. And so the Father woke me up this morning. It was like 4:30, and I heard the thunder and all that. So I went into my living room, and there's windows right there. So I opened up the windows all the way, and this cool breeze came through. The thunder, it was rolling thunder and just rain coming down. It was the most peaceful thing. And I wrote a few things, and then we'll go into the Sunday school. I said, well, it's 5:30 a.m., the rolling thunder and rain brought such peace to me. I have, these glasses are not bad. Okay, never mind. I can't see it. Anyway, I was sitting there thinking, how can anybody not believe in God, listening to this rain and hearing the thunder and seeing that peace just be all over us? How do you not know that there's a God when there's babies being born and it's a miracle that a baby's being born? How do people not know when there's people that get healed in Jesus' name? I was healed in Jesus' name one time, just on the spot. David was, when he had that back problem and the people prayed for him to get going, is there something red on my back? It's real hot. That can happen. Okay? That can actually happen. Does it happen a lot? Probably not. We have to be open to things, okay? There's a couple of things that Satan wants to do when we go through these things. Number one, Satan will come through to us and he will try to make us doubt God's word. You know, it says that God will never forsake us. He will, you know, and all these things, his promises that we stand on. And the enemy wants to come in and put doubt in you. And to think, well, is God really, is he going to do that? Look how a terrible person you are. Look what you did last week. Look what you said or how you disobeyed God last week. Look how you acted the other day when you should have been more reverent and more open to receive people. Look how you went into that store and God told you to talk to that person, but you didn't. So when we feel like we disobeyed God, Satan will come in and tell us that we're so worthless, that we're, you know, that, hey, God can't use you. So he will try to doubt, get us to doubt the word. That's why we need to pray every day in the Bible. And we have that on our phone, so it shouldn't be a problem. You can even listen to the word when you go to sleep at night. He also tries to paralyze fear in us. You know, there's so many things that y'all especially go through. You know, am I going to have surgery? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen to my spouse? What's going to happen to my siblings? You know, he gets that. If he can get a little bit of fear in you, to start getting you off track, knowing that God is sovereign in every situation. And like, the enemy will attack me with fear of rejection and fear of, oh, everybody in your immediate family's gone. You're going to be next. Oh my goodness. What is that going to be like? How is that going to feel? What's going to happen when your eyes close and your spirit goes to God? What's going to happen? Are we going to be scared? Are we going to see Jesus' face? What are we going to do? You know, that fear, if Satan can come in there and just paralyze us with fear. Oh, I'm getting a new pain. I wonder if that's cancer. Oh, I'm hurting so bad. I wonder what this is. Oh, this and that. And we toss in between to where we start having fear. Oh, what happens if something happens to my child? Oh, what's going to happen if this happens? If the enemy can get us off track, he's going to do that. And the best place he's going to do that is at the home. Because once you're out, whatever, if he can get you all messed up at home, then you're not going to be effective when you're out. We are all disciples. Each and every one of us here today are disciples. And we should be open to receive what it is that the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Don't paralyze us with fear. Oh my gosh, my two sisters died of cancer. I'm going to die of cancer. Oh my gosh. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God has me. God has you. God has a purpose and plan for you. I don't care how old you are. You know, it's so funny. The other day I met another person at the senior place, and I was going, oh, wow, she must really be old. That was so ugly of me. I just got to forget. She went, yeah, I'm going to be 63 next month. And I'm going, 63? And I went, oh, Priscilla, shut your mouth. I went, oh, yeah, yeah. She was telling me about the beauty shop person, how good she does her hair. And her hair was like 2 inches long all over. I went, okay. She goes, go see her, really. She probably thought I needed to get my hair cut. My mother always did. She hated me growing my hair up. But we can't have fear. We can't, you know, oh, I had a wreck, totaled that truck, so when I go out now, am I going to have another wreck? You know, there's just things all around us. I have never heard so many child abductions in the past 3 days. They're looking for that foreign man. They can't find him. They're looking for this person. I read that this lady, she couldn't ever find her truck driver husband. He had a load of hogs. And finally, it was the day of Thanksgiving. They finally found his body. You know, we have such fear. And you hear about everyone getting shot, you know, especially in Dallas. I mean, the police all the time. If you look at it, it might be crazy. 5 shot, drive-by, you know. People had a fight, so they shot each other. One person got killed, and an 18-wheeler driver got killed over road rage. I mean, we can sit here and have fear that something's going to happen, and that's what the enemy wants. If he can keep us in fear, keep us in, oh, I'm worthless, I'm nothing, and keep us down, then we're not going to be, oh, Lord, please bless his pew. We're not going to be good prophets. We're not going to be good disciples when we go out. And if you feel like God really can't use you, the Holy Spirit can't use you, then you're not trusting God. Because he can use rocks. He can use a donkey. And when I read that in the Bible, I thought, well, that's good that I know he can use me. So he can use everybody. The last thing he tries to do is, if we're all, I've already talked about it, if we're all in this tangled mess, we don't want to disciple. And that's one thing that I probably needed to do in my life. During this other church that I went to, we went to nursing homes every Wednesday. And I was so excited because, I mean, like, I led like 28 people to the Lord. And then every week when we go back, I would, you know, I would check up on them and talk to them. But what we lack today is that discipleship. People get saved, but then they're just thrown out there in the world and they don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? I still want to do drugs and alcohol, but what am I supposed to do? I'm a changed person, they said. What am I supposed to do? When you get saved, you need help. And that's what our outreach needs to be, that when we know when people are saved, we need to be there to help them, to guide them. But if we cannot do that because we're so wrapped up in our own mess, how can we disciple people? Why would people want to become, you know, become a Christian if they don't have someone to help them along? You know, I mean, there's just so many things that we can do as Christians to produce this fruit. And once we plant a seed in somebody, we need to go back and check on them. Hey, how are you doing? Are you struggling? What is it? Let me help you with these chapters in the Bible. Start out with this and start out with that. There's so many things we can do. People, I mean, there is thousands and thousands of people in Mesquite, Garland, and Dallas right here that need that answer that there is a living God and that God can change your life. And my God can make everything better in your life. And you can have eternal life. That means that we're never going to die because we're going to go to heaven. How wonderful is that going to be? How nice is that going to be? I can't wait to see David when I go to heaven. I'll probably argue with him over something. I don't know what. But anyway, besides that, I'm kidding. I can't wait to see my dad, my sisters. I can't wait for that day. You know, just to go and see everybody. See your grandparents. We have that assurance because we have eternal life. I mean, it's something that we should be jumping up and down about. Should we be on the corner preaching with a microphone? I don't know. If God tells you to do it, then you better do it. But what hampers people so much is all the stuff that goes on in our lives. We allow drama to come in our lives. We allow people to hurt us. We allow ourselves to get down when people hurt us. We feel betrayed. You need to have forgiveness for people. You know why? Because we're not perfect, and we're going to let each other down, especially being married. You know, you're just going to, it's going to happen. You're going to let that other person down. But you know what? Just communicate and go, hey, let's talk about this. Let's go out. Let's talk. Let's have a soda. Soda's not good. Let's go have a drink of water. Let's go and talk. I want to know where you're coming from. How are you feeling? Can you look back on this week, and is there anything that I might have done that hurt your feelings or made you feel differently about yourself? Even to your kids, you know, did I let you down this week? You know, once I got out of this apartment, my kids, oh, you're going to have so much fun. We're going to come over and bug you all the time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. No. Mm-mm. Josh and Kimmy call me every day. The others, uh-uh. Nope. I mean, and that happens when we're at funerals, too. Have you ever noticed that if you're holding a funeral for somebody, and we've had a lot of funerals in this church. Listen, I'm going to start coming to church. I am. Y'all are going to see me on that front row. But at the time, that's what they want to do because they feel so appreciative. And they feel that love. But they don't come. There's people that we can invite to church. I know we get tired of going, can you please come to church? It's so good. Please come to church. And the people don't. Then you think, oh, well, I just don't know if I'm going to ask you anymore then. I remember my sister Jo, when I tried to lead her to the Lord, she got furious with me. She was so mad at me, she wouldn't talk to me. And I was just, I mean, I was so hurt and betrayed. How could you not want to go to heaven? But she became a Christian later on. It wasn't my time to lead her to the Lord at that time. My grandmother did, and because she took care of my grandmother. I know there's things, people are busy. We've got busy lives, we've got jobs, we've got different personalities. But let's just put that all aside and keep God number one. That's what you got to do, is keep God number one. No matter what goes on in your life, no matter what makes you upset, you would like to hit somebody upside the head. I don't mean that literally, just in thinking. You got to give it all to God and let Him have it. Be the one that He wants you to be. Let Him create you and mold you into who He wants. And it's going to hurt. I'm in a valley right now, and it hurts. That discipline hurts. And if it didn't hurt, I wouldn't remember it. But you know what? Jesus has been where I am. Jesus has been where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly how you're feeling. He knows exactly what you're thinking. And we need to be aware of how we do. And sometimes I just have to say, God, just help me to realize that Jesus is right by my side. Would I do this if I remember that Jesus is right by my side? Would I say this? Would I turn my nose at somebody? Would I have said that joke? Would I have made fun of that person? Jesus is by our side. And I think we take it too. You know, we feel like, well, you know, God's going to forgive me so I can just act the way I want to. Or if I'm going to be mad because I'm justified, they hurt me. Or I'm just going to be hurt and cry all the time and self-pity because of what these people did to us. We got to quit justifying our sin. If you have a problem with someone, you need to go to them, talk to them about it. And maybe that's why I don't have anybody anymore, because we're all so different, we'd probably butt heads. But the main thing today is be considerate of one another. Bring an open heart to receive on Sundays. This is our shot. We talked about injections a while ago and made the pastor squirmy. Well, he's actually our shot of encouragement. He's going to give us something from God that's going to help us get through the week. We come together, no matter how few we are, we're going to get through the week because we're together, we're Christians, and we're of the same body. So we're going to get through the week. So we're waiting for that shock from our pastor. And sometimes he's going to make us squirm, because sometimes he's going to tell us things that God wants us to hear that's going to make us uncomfortable. And if you don't feel uncomfortable about things, you need to check where you're at in your life, because the Holy Spirit is constantly telling us things that we do wrong. He is convicting us of our righteousness, yes, but he also is saying, hey, you shouldn't have done that. Hey, that wasn't nice. You shouldn't have acted that way. Hey, you should have been a little bit nicer to that person. Hey, you shouldn't have made fun of them. Hey, because they look different, you shouldn't look down on them. The Holy Spirit is constantly giving us things. So let's quit grieving the Holy Spirit. Let's do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Let's get in the Word, and let's stand and be courageous like David. Let's hit our Goliaths and get through it, because God has already won the victory. So if I live to be 90 years old, I still want to be more Jesus-like every day. That's how all of us should be. You should want to be more Jesus-like, so people can see the Jesus in you and make disciples out of people. And that's what Bartimaeus needs to do, is discipleship people. Get a hold of them. Help them. And like Don has that person at work about the cancer and stuff. Maybe they're not Christians. Maybe God's opening the door for you to, you know, give them the salvation story. Maybe that's what it, maybe they just, you know, God wants you to encourage them. Things that you're going through that you can kind of recognize the pain that they're going through.
I just need to know that other people are having problems as difficult as mine, or even more difficult.
That's right. Because that's another thing the enemy will do. You poor baby. Oh, look at all that you're going through. Oh my gosh. Why, you're just pitiful. You've got all these problems and you got issues. God's just not going to heal you because you're just not worth it. You know, God still believes in healing. God still believes in loving you all the time. He has an agape love. It's an unconditional love. I know David had wished I had that agape love, because trust me, his love and my love was very conditional. But that's okay. We learned to love each other. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us right where we are. Thank you for how we come to you in rags, but you give us a beautiful white coat. Thank you, God, that our sins are so ugly, but that you have forgiven them, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you're here today, and no matter how many people are here, you are here, and you want us to learn something today. So may it be a good thing that we're here today, and to hear the gospel, and be disciples. Father God, whatever it is that you want for Bartimaeus, that's what we want. So God, help us, all of our desires, to be the same with you, and help us to get through this day. And Lord, I just love you. Please protect us here in this building. Watch over us in Jesus' holy name. Amen.